Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Menachos. We're up to Parakei Mishnah Beis. So, Kol HaMenachos Nigloshos Peposhin, meaning we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph that all Karbonos Mincha, with just a couple of exceptions, are Matzah and not Chametz. So, how would they keep it from becoming Chametz? So, they would use Poshvin, lukewarm water, to knead the dough, U'meshamrin Shalayach Mitzu, and they would guard over it to make sure that it doesn't become Chametz before they bake it. V'imech Mitzu Shiareha over below Sasei, and if the Shirayim of the mincha becomes chametz, then they violated a lo saseh in the Torah. Shinamar kol mincha asher tikvah Hashem lo seaseh chametz. Pasuk says you're not allowed to make it chametz. V'chayav na lishasa vi al arichasa vi al afiyasa, and you're chayav malchus for kneading the dough and for shaping the dough and for baking the dough if it's chametz. They're all meaning doing any one of those things in the state of chimutz is something that deserves malchus, meaning a malchus has to be when you do a maisa. So if you just leave it and it becomes chametz, it's bad, but you didn't do a maisa. But if you do the lisha, the aricha, the afia, that's really a maisa. Mishnah Gimel, Yetz Tu'uno Shemen Levona. Some Karbonos Mincha require Shemen and Levona. Shemen velo Levona. Levona velo Shemen. Lo Shemen velo Levona. Some just Shemen, some just Levona, some neither. Ve'el Tu'uno Shemen Levona. The following require both. Minchas HaSoles, the Minchas HaSoles with raw flour. Va'machvas, and the Minchas Machvas that they would make on a griddle. Va'amarcheshes, and the Minchas Marcheshes, which was deep fried. Va'achalos, and the chalos they would bake in the oven. Va'arekikin, and the wafers, Minchas Kohanim, the Minchas Kohanim that the Kohen himself would bring, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol, which is the Minchas Chavitin, Minchas Goyim, the Mincha that was brought by, as a Nadava, by anyone who's not Jewish, Minchas Nashim, the Mincha that a woman would bring as a Nadava, Minchas Omer, and the Mincha of her Karban Omer. Minchas Nesachim Tun Hashem, Vein Tun Levona, Minchas Nesachim requires Shemen, but not Levona, Lechem Apanim, Tun Levona, Vein Tun Shemen, Lechem Apanim, needs Levona, the Shnei Vazicha Levona that they'd have on the Shulchan, but it did not require any Shemen. Shtei Alechem and Minchas Chotei and Minchas Knoz, the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos, the Minchas Chotei and the Mincha of Esota, lo Shemen, velo Levona, would get neither Shemen nor Levona. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Beis we had said that all Menachos have to be guarded from becoming Chametz, so they would use lukewarm water and watch over them, and if they became Chametz, you violated lo Saseh, and you get malchus for it if you did the lisha or the aricha or the afia in the state of chimutz. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said some Karbonos Mincha require both shemen and levona, some just shemen, some just levona, some neither. The ones that require shemen and levona are the Minchas Soles, Machvas, Marcheshes, Chalos, Rekikin, Minchas Kohen, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Minchas Goy, Minchas Nashim, Minchas Omer. The ones that require shemen and not levona are the Minchas Nesachin. The ones that require Levona and not Shemen are the Lechem Apanim, and the ones that require neither are the Shtei Lechem, the Minchas Chote, and the Minchas Kinaos. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakei Mishnah Dalet.